Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 125. The Gemara talks about the Mishnah that says a vine that is tied to a pitcher, we may draw water with it on the Shabbos. The Gemara talks about how the Mishnah implies that if the vine is tied to the pitcher, we may indeed draw water with it. But if it is not tied to the pitcher, we may not suspend the pitcher from it and draw water. The notes point out, even if the vine has a crook by which the pitcher can be lowered into the well, and one had intent before the Shabbos to use the vine for this purpose, he may not do so, as Rashi points out. The idea that I could point out here, I feel like we could think about, is when we're talking about the vine connected to the pitcher, connected to the water. It has to be where there is connection between the water and the pitcher, between the stream where it's coming from and the actual pitcher. We have to realize that this could be an analogy for our lives. Every aspect of our days throughout all of our years on this world, 120 years, we should make sure that our pitcher, which is our fill of life, our way of our little Dalet Amos in this world, should be connected to the stream of Torah. We know that Torah is compared to many things. Torah is compared to fire, Torah is a light, and Torah is also a source of water. It's compared to water. Whoever is thirsty, the Pasuk says, come and drink from the waters of Torah. So the Torah is the life spring, is the life element. It is what gives us life. As we know, 70% of our bodies are made of water. The Torah itself is our spiritual essence, is our actual fundamental existence. So we have to make sure that our whole life is tied into the water, is tied into the ideals of Torah. We should always be connected to Torah with everything we do, with everything we go about, and with everyone we're connected with. We should make sure it's connected to Torah, make sure it's tied into the mitzvahs and doing chesed for people. Just as the Gemara talks about the water being connected to the pitcher, we should make sure our life, our pitcher, and our existence in this world should always be connected to the waters of Torah as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 126 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.